Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, I'll be moving down to the green space where I will host a debate with five Democratic candidates in the New York State Attorney General race. So that's for the Democratic primary, all five candidates in what could turn out to be a very important debate in that race to succeed Andrew Cuomo, coming up right at the top of the hour. But first, at the beginning of the summer, as many of you know, we invited you, our listeners, to participate in a Map Your Moves project to tell us where you moved from and to and why in the past 10 years. Well, over 1,600 of you participated. Then we asked you designer types to try to make that information beautiful in whatever visual way you wanted. We got really impressive submissions, so we've invited each of the designers to come on the show to talk briefly about their work and what they learned. Now, listeners, you can follow along here, so we urge you to go to our website, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and you can see the data visualizations, the infographics, as they're also called, from the three guests who we are about to meet regarding how people moved. Yesterday, if you heard it, we talked to Andrea Stranger, a graphic designer, and Michael Porter, a CUNY graduate student in geography. Today we are joined by Alexandra Murasan, a freelance designer, joining us from Romania, believe it or not. Tim Owens, a psychologist from the Lakeland, Florida area and self-described complete amateur designer. And Scott Lita, a graphic designer and illustrator from here in New York. And you can check out all their work on our website. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show to follow along with us as we talk about their submission. So welcome to all of you, and thank you so much for participating in this challenge and making such beautiful and interesting work. Okay, Alexandra, you're joining us from Romania. So first of all, yes. How did you start listening to the Brian Lehrer Show? Did you move from New York City?
No, I'm still in Romania. I found the competition, and after that I decided if I'm taking interest in the competition, then I should better listen to the show, and I continued to listen it every day. I enjoyed it. It made me feel closer to New York.
Thank you very much. How did you find out about the competition?
Exactly in that moment I was searching some interesting data to try to start exploring data visualization. And I found a tweet in my Twitter stream, and when I saw what is it about, I decided I will try it, whatever it takes, even if it's difficult or not, to see if I can deal with it.
So that is fabulous. I'm so glad you found it. Now, for listeners following along, click ahead to number 14, and this graphic is divided into three sections. There is a bar chart indicating how many people moved and how many people stayed put over the course of time out of all those who submitted, and it's pretty consistent. Andrea, it looks like about 35% of people moved in any given year. What does that indicate to you?
It's something interesting if I relate the chart that you presented with the chart in how many places people move, because as you can see, in each year there are just a few, like as you said, 35% that moved, but overall most people moved, so it's an interesting relation to that.
You also tracked something that not many others did. You looked at how many places people lived. So out of our 1,600 respondents, 574 people, or about a third, lived in two different homes over 10 years. 352 lived in three homes. 253 lived in four homes. About that many lived in five. And 160 people, or 10% of the respondents, actually lived in six homes over 10 years. 97 people wrote in to say they lived in just one home. This seems like a lot of moves over a 10-year period. So I would be curious to find out, if we could ask them another question, what their ages were. And so if the younger you are, the more times you move in a 10-year period.
But Yes, what I found it's also relating to the next part of my chart. Basically, those who stayed in six homes, basically they moved for work or school. This is what there were many entries who had five moves, which means six apartments,
mm-hmm.
and they were all single reason work or school. There were many of them.
Interesting. And so people who are very professionally ambitious, perhaps, tend to move the most, while people who move for other reasons move less?
Yes, I think this is what the trend that I notice is very obvious about it.
That's a very creative way to look at the data, and I think we really... learn something from you doing it that way. So thank you. Before we move on to our next contributor, in Romania, is data visualization a growing trend among designers and media makers there?
I think it's a growing trend in general over the internet. I don't see it locally so much. I would like it to be. But in general, Romanians are interested, but on anywhere on the internet mainly.
And you get connected to the world from Romania through the web,
yes.
Like so many people from everywhere, including New York. Well, let's go from Romania to Lakeland, Florida, where Tim Owens submitted a data visualization to our Map Your Moves Data Viz Challenge. And Tim, you are a self-described amateur at this. You're a psychologist by trade. But you submitted two different infographics that reveal some pretty interesting pieces of information. You created two different word clouds, and really they're kind of number clouds in this case, where the font gets bigger for the words more frequently submitted in the data. That's what a word cloud is. And you did one called from and one called to, and you did it by zip code. So where did people move most frequently from?
Well, a word cloud is a great way of looking at a smaller set of data, like what I've done before is red fish, blue fish, or Dr. King's speech. And then from that, you get really, really interesting patterns, like the word freedom or the word Negro or the biggest words in a word cloud. But with the number cloud, I think what it really kind of does is it kind of just jumbles the numbers. And so the biggest numbers, I'm guessing, were a couple of them were Manhattan and some others. I don't even know. One twos are probably Queens or the Bronx. But
yeah, they're Brooklyn, and we checked them out.
Oh, good.
And 11238, which was the biggest one, is the Prospect Heights and Fort Greene area of Brooklyn. So if there was one neighborhood or really two nearby neighborhoods where the most people out of our listeners who posted their moves for the last decade moved, that was the number one. People were moving to Prospect Heights and Fort Greene. Then number two, which was 11215, was Park Slope. Then 11222, Long Island City, Queens. And I think there's a little news there, Tim, that popped up to third, right behind Prospect Heights, Fort Greene, and Park Slope, Long Island City. Then Williamsburg, Cobble Hill, downtown Brooklyn, Dumbo, that area. Then Carroll Gardens and Red Hook. So definite trends, at least among our listeners, as to where people were moving to. And I think that bears out a lot of general population trends over the last 10 years.
It's really just a parsimonious look at the numbers, because I didn't really try to put any import into the trends, except it was just the two columns. It was the to column and the from column. So I was interested because we moved from New York 2 years ago, but I'm kind of keep in touch with things through your show.
Right. And actually, to be clear, that was the most frequently moved from chart. So those were the neighborhoods where people were moving from. And where did people move to? Well, in this sample, people moved to 10025, which is the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and 11215, which is Park Slope, then 10003, which is Union Square and NoHo, and 11211, Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and then Borham Hill. So pretty interesting.
I like the design. Like I said, I'm a complete amateur, but I've used the word clouds in schools. And one of the things I try to do is to try to help teachers and people who are consumers of data really more about response to intervention and work in schools with buy-in. So I like to make cute little things with words. And so this was just a natural application and something fun to do on a summer afternoon.
So you said you were inspired to do this, even though you're not a designer, because you were a data point. When did you move and why?
In July of 2008, and we moved for family. We ended up in New York for more than 17 years, really out of graduate school, came from Lakeland to Huntington. And it was, you know, it was a great, wonderful experience in so many ways, but we really miss family. And beware, never give your wife plane tickets to visit her mother for Mother's Day for your 20th anniversary, because you never know what can happen.
The next thing she'll be telling you, we have to go move and live near
mom. Yeah,
that's
exactly what happened.
So what did the data that you looked at, these zip codes, that people were moving from and moving to, what did it tell you? Anything in particular that you gleaned from it?
Well, the biggest thing that I got from it was that it seemed like the twos and froms have some common numbers. So it seems like there's an interchange. I don't know whether it's the same person that's moving from one place to the next. I really didn't analyze it at any level like that. I just wanted to make something that looked kind of pretty. And the from one, I kept playing around with this Wordle.net, and you can just tell it to shuffle the numbers until I got something that I thought looked pretty cool. And what it came up with, if you really stretch your imagination, it looks a little bit like a map of the state of New York. And the next one is just kind of a blob that looks like a fish. And honestly, that's why I liked it.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, it does. And listeners, if you're following along, these are slides 8 and 9 on our Map Your Moves data visualization slideshow. Slides 8 and 9. 8 is the one that looks like New York with the big upstate area going east-west and then down into New York, and even that 11215 at the bottom looking like it goes out to Long Island, where I know you used to live. And yes, that second one does kind of look like a fish. By the way, what word cloud tool did you use as an amateur, in case people want to check it out?
It's a free website. It's Wordle, WORDLE.net.
Okay.
And they say right on the site that whatever you create, you own. And so I didn't want to try to use something, you know, and infringe anybody's copyright. So it's something that I've used many times, actually, just to take simple text, Obama speeches and things like that, just as illustrations.
In
so
the Creative Commons.
I thought it was
Commons.
A good application.
We are talking here on the Brian Lehrer Show to three listeners who submitted infographics in response to our invitation to designers or amateurs who wanted to try their hand at design in the Map Your Moves project. After 1,600 listeners contributed data about where you moved in the last decade. And we move on now to Scott Lita, who is a graphic designer and illustrator by profession, lives here in New York. And I would say your experience shows in your submission, Scott. It's really good looking. There are colorful, curvy lines indicating where people moved and when. And let's see, what number is this again on the slideshow?
Oh, this is number 10
right.
on the slideshow.
So you, like Tim, also work with zip codes.
Yes.
And explain what you did and what you were trying to find out.
Well, what I did is I focused on the boroughs, people who moved into the boroughs or moved in between the boroughs, and I wanted to see, like, what the trends were. And I used, like, a graph, and I color-coded each borough. And the thicker the line, it meant more people were moving to that area.
So it's interesting that you both worked with zip codes to track where people moved over time. Did you look at Tim's work? Did you come up with the same results in analyzing this data?
I did, yeah. I was nervous when I saw that he used zip codes. I double-checked on his, and I saw that where I had put the most popular zip codes by borough, it matched up to Tim's as far as the
Upper West Side and Park Slope.
Right.
And also Astoria. You found people moving to Astoria and to St. George, Staten Island.
Yeah, well, yeah, they weren't the most popular as far as if somebody was moving to Staten Island, that was the most popular zip code.
I see.
But, like, I just chose the most popular zip code from each borough.
Right. So it was Astoria in Queens, St. George in Staten Island, Kingsbridge in the Bronx.
Yes.
And very interesting. Because you included the years that people moved, what did you learn about how the year affected which boroughs people were drawn to and maybe which boroughs people stayed within?
Well, you know, the further back you went in the years, there was less data. So, like, some of the early stuff might not be a pattern there. But I could tell from 91 to 2000, it looked like there were more people who the listeners answered that they were staying in Manhattan, whereas from 2000 to 2010, a lot of people who were in Manhattan and were moving either out of New York City or into Brooklyn. And it seemed like there was a trend that people who were living in Brooklyn and moving, they were moving and staying in Brooklyn.
Between 2000 and 2010, we see the thick, solid band of color. If you're looking at the chart, folks, especially in green, and there's one in gray, that show many Manhattanites stay in Manhattan and many Brooklynites stay in Brooklyn. Also, it looks like the people who did move out of Manhattan, more people moved out of New York altogether than moved into Brooklyn, and that's pretty interesting.
Right, and it seems that, like, you know, that Brooklyn seems like it's more stable as far as people who are living there want to stay in Brooklyn more so than in Manhattan.
Well, Alexandra Murasan in Romania, Tim Owens in Lakeland, Florida, Scott Lita here in New York. Great stuff. Thank you all for participating in this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks.
And tomorrow we'll talk to two more designers who participated in the Map Your Moves Data Visualization Challenge. Coming up next, in just a minute, we'll have the Democratic primary debate for the Attorney General for New York State candidates. Stay with us.